When it comes to comparing two different types of vegetables, you may be wondering if there are any differences between bok choy versus baby bok choy. What separates these two cabbage varieties from each other, and are they even related to one another? If you have always wanted to know more about bok choy and baby bok choy, you're in the right place. In this article, we will compare and contrast baby bok choy with bok choy so that you can fully understand the similarities and differences between these two crops. We will go over their physical descriptions, what they taste like, and all of the ways in which they are used. Let's get started and break down everything you need to know about bok choy now. Comparing bok choy versus baby bok choy. Key differences between bok choy versus baby bok choy. There are very few differences between bok choy and baby bok choy. For the most part, baby bok choy is a younger and smaller version of the full-sized variety of bok choy. Both of these crops are directly related to one another and are the same, except in size and flavor. Baby bok choy is sweeter and smaller compared to standard-sized bok choy. Let's go over these differences and similarities in more detail now. Bok choy versus baby bok choy, classification. Given the fact that they are essentially the same plant, bok choy and baby bok choy are classified the same way. They are both from the mustard family, and are commonly referred to as Chinese cabbage. In scientific detail, bok choy and baby bok choy are both classified as Brassica rabarbar. Chinensis. Bok choy versus baby bok choy, description. Despite them both being the same plant, it's fairly easy to tell the difference between bok choy and baby bok choy. The most obvious distinction between the two is the fact that baby bok choy is much smaller than standard bok choy. You can easily tell the difference if you set them side by side, as bok choy is much larger and has longer stems compared to baby bok choy. This is another distinction that you can make between these two crops. Bok choy has longer stems and fewer leaves compared to the abundance of leaves found on baby bok choy. This is simply because baby bok choy was not allowed to grow as lengthy as bok choy, leading to fuller and greener leaves overall. Bok choy versus baby bok choy, uses. The good news is, you can use baby bok choy and bok choy interchangeably with one another. The only difference between these two crops is that baby bok choy is tender and sweeter compared to bok choy. You also may prefer baby bok choy over bok choy if you like the leaves more than the crunchy stems on these crops. When it comes to using them in the kitchen, baby bok choy and bok choy are fantastic in salads, soups, stir-fries, and much more. Bok choy is popular in a variety of cuisines around the world, and you have no reason to stress if you accidentally bring home baby bok choy instead of bok choy. Bok choy versus baby bok choy, nutrition information. Given the fact that bok choy and baby bok choy are the same plant, they have essentially identical nutritional information. Both of these plants are high in folate and fiber, as well as vitamin K and C. If you are looking to add another vegetable to your daily diet, bok choy or baby bok choy is a great choice. Bok choy versus baby bok choy, special features. While baby bok choy is the same as bok choy, just picked earlier or grown smaller, bok choy is special in that it can reach up to a foot in length. This is obviously not true for baby bok choy, as keeping it small is what gives it its delicate flavor and texture. No matter what you prefer, both bok choy and baby bok choy offer you a number of vitamins and minerals, in a delicious package.